USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Coronavirus cases are spiking in the South in both Texas and Louisiana, where the death rate is the second highest in the country. There's a disproportionate number of African Americans who tend to have underlying conditions like diabetes and hypertension. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams.
I represent that legacy of growing up poor and black in America, and I and many black Americans are at higher risk for COVID. It's why we need everyone to do their part to slow the spread.
President Trump says he's worried about small businesses during the crisis.
I'll be asking Congress to provide an additional $250 billion for the paycheck protection.
Many businesses say they're still not able to get their hands on the cash they need to keep their workers on board company payrolls. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
New data shows an alarming number of African Americans are succumbing to COVID-19. NIH Director Anthony Fauci.
When you look at the predisposing conditions that lead to a bad outcome with coronavirus, the things that get people into ICUs that require intubation and often lead to death, they are just those very comorbidities that are unfortunately disproportionately prevalent in the African American population.
That includes diabetes, hypertension, and obesity. Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley has resigned just a few days after he fired the captain of the USS Theodore Roosevelt. President Trump says he empathizes with him.
The whole thing was a very unfortunate. The captain should not have written a letter. He didn't have to be Ernest Hemingway. He made a mistake, but he had a bad day. And I hate seeing bad things happen. Men made a mistake. But, you know, he shouldn't be writing letters.
Modley had apologized for calling Captain Brett Crozier naive and stupid. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Secretary of Labor is defending the White House response to the pandemic when it comes to the U.S. economy. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Secretary Eugene Scalia says the White House moved quickly and aggressively to deal with the severe economic fallout from the outbreak, saying signs of optimism are already afoot, and adding, we may be close to turning a corner on the economy. He stressed that full implementation of the roughly $2 trillion first stimulus bill is ongoing. With a lot of relief on the way, he says it's premature to consider another massive stimulus package, as Democrats have been calling for. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Congressional leaders and the White House are trying to help small businesses during the pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
President Trump says he sees a light at the end of the tunnel in the growing coronavirus outbreak. Opening a White House teleconference with some business leaders, the president predicts the national economy will take off like a rocket once the crisis is passed. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin talks about immediate efforts to pump more money into a small business stimulus fund.
First of all, I want to thank the broad number of banks. We have over 3,000 banks that have been participating since last Friday. That's a combination of community banks, regional banks, and large banks. I just want to thank the SBA and the Treasury. This is a brand new program that got up and running in less than a week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.